My name is Mo Kafer, and I am one of the owners of Roadhouse, and I'm the general manager.
Mo, what do you know, or what information has been given to you about what you can expect about opening up the doors on September 13th for your business?
To be honest, I don't really know. I've been following the story in the news, but there's been no real information from anywhere of any, from anyone of authority. So we're kind of just waiting, like we have done with all of the COVID announcements, for the day for it to happen, for a news, you know, a press release or a newscast.
Do you know kind of what the feeling is in Smithers for businesses? Do you have any kind of insight on that?
Well, I have spoken to a lot of different business owners, and everybody's kind of in the same position where they don't really know what's going to happen. We don't know, you know, exactly what's been required. They're saying it's going to be a vaccine passport. We don't know, are we going to get fined if we don't follow it? You know, everybody is stretched beyond capacity with the staffing crisis that's happening. You know, and so everybody's a little nervous about, you know, hey, how are we going to police this when we can barely even, you know, staff our floors, right? The, you know, putting the onus on business owners who have already been through the ringer to police these passports is, I think, pretty rich, because we've already given so much, and, you know, we're just barely keeping our doors open and having to be responsible for people who don't really want to have anything to do with it is going to be a really big challenge. You know, we're already struggling with people wearing masks in the restaurant, and that's an ongoing day-to-day struggle with people being quite abusive.
Are your staff, are they voicing concerns to you as well?
Oh, absolutely. They're very nervous about this. And, you know, I feel like the onus should land on Michelle and I as the owners, but we're both doing three jobs as it is. I'm bartending, I'm hostessing, I'm busing, I'm waitressing. You know, I don't know how I'm going to be able to police this. You know, I'm considering having a bouncer for a few weeks, you know, which is an added cost to us that we can barely afford, because we're, you know, just trying to recover from having been closed and kept as, you know, just takeout only for so long. So, you know, it is a really big challenge, and, you know, it's so polarized, and especially in a community like Smithers, I understand that people are like, you know, it's my body, my choice. But that's going to be like 40% of our customers. So am I now going to turn away half of my business?
Did you apply for, or did you receive much COVID support, this financial COVID support, I guess since like March 2020, have you received or been able to utilize support? Yeah. Was it provincial or was it regional?
We did both. You know, like I've taken, both Michelle and I have exhausted all of the possibilities, because we're, you know, a fairly big operation, and we had to keep our staff employed during the closures just to keep staff, because they're so precious, right? So, you know, any support we could get, we, you know, made sure that we, you know, crossed all our T's and dotted all our I's to make sure that we could get what we could. You know, it's still left everybody in a deficit. And, you know, the fact that there's no workers, it's fine because you're open. But now you don't have enough people to actually run your business at full capacity. So it's still, we're still at an impediment.
Is there anything else that you want to share that I didn't ask about that you think is important for people to know, and maybe even a message to our listeners about your position on September 13th, what it's going to be like as a restaurateur and business owner come the 13th?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to do everything we can to keep both our customers and our staff healthy and happy. You know, we understand that people are frustrated out there because they can't get the services that they want, because, you know, everybody's running at half, you know, staffing, but we're all people out there, and the abuse that we're getting is very, very exhausting, especially when you're working like triple time. You know, I know people don't want to wear a mask to come into a restaurant, and that, yes, it is only 10 feet, but this is the mandate that we have to abide by law. And if we don't, there are people in the restaurant that tell on us, you know, to WCB and say that we're not abiding, or customers are walking around or not wearing masks. And so it's not us that deserve the grief for it. You know, if you have something to say, talk to your, you know, MLA or your MP, or, you know, write a letter to your government. It's not us doing it. We're just trying to stay open.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, Mo. I know that this has got to be so incredibly stressful. So I appreciate that message, and I hope that people really listen.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us speak out.